Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Google DeepMind's latest AI agent learned to play Goat Simulator 3. These AI agents can adapt to games they haven't played before. Google made them by feeding data on how humans play different video games to a language model like these behind the latest chatbots. By Will Knight. Goat Simulator 3 is a surreal video game in which players take domesticated ungulates on a series of implausible adventures, sometimes involving jetpacks. That might seem like an unlikely venue for the next big leap in artificial intelligence, but Google DeepMind today revealed an AI program capable of learning how to complete tasks in a number of games, including Goat Simulator 3. Most impressively, when the program encounters a game for the first time, it can reliably perform tasks by adapting what it learned from playing other games. The program is called SIMA, for Scalable Instructable Multi-World Agent, and it builds upon recent AI advances that have seen large language models produce remarkably capable chatbots like ChatGPT. SIMA is greater than the sum of its parts, says Frederick Bess, a research engineer at Google DeepMind who was involved with the project. It is able to take advantage of the shared concepts in the game to learn better skills and to learn to be better at carrying out those instructions. As Google, OpenAI, and others jostle to gain an edge on building on the recent generative AI boom, broadening out the kind of data that algorithms can learn from offers a route to more powerful capabilities. DeepMind's latest video game project hints at how AI systems like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini could soon do more than just chat and generate images or video by taking control of computers and performing complex commands. That's a dream being chased by both independent AI enthusiasts and big companies, including Google DeepMind, whose CEO, Demis Hassabis, recently told Wired is investing heavily in that direction. SIMA shows DeepMind putting a new twist on video playing agents, an AI technology the company has pioneered in the past. In 2013, before DeepMind was acquired by Google, the London-based startup showed how a technique called reinforcement learning, which involves training an algorithm with positive and negative feedback on its performance, could help computers play classic Atari video games. In 2016, as part of Google, DeepMind developed AlphaGo, a program that used the same approach to defeat a world champion of Go, an ancient board game that requires subtle and instinctive skill. For the SIMA project, the Google DeepMind team collaborated with several game studios to collect keyboard and mouse data from humans playing 10 different video games in 3D environments, including No Man's Sky, Teardown, Hydroneer, and Satisfactory. DeepMind later added descriptive labels to that data to associate the clicks and taps with the actions users took. For example, whether they were a goat looking for its jetpack or a human character digging for gold. The data trove from the human players was then fed into a language model of the kind that powers modern chatbots, which had picked up an ability to process language by digesting a huge database of text. SIMA could then carry out actions in response to typed commands. And finally, humans evaluated SIMA's efforts inside different games, generating data that was used to fine-tune its performance. The SIMA AI software was trained using data from humans playing 10 different games featuring 3D environments. After all that training, SIMA was able to carry out actions in response to hundreds of commands given by a human player, like turn left, or go to the spaceship, or go through the gate, or chop down a tree. The program can perform more than 600 actions, ranging from exploration to combat to tool use. The researchers avoided games that feature violent actions in line with Google's ethical guidelines on AI. It's still very much a research project, says Tim Harley, another member of the Google DeepMind team. However, one could imagine a day having agents like Seema playing alongside you in games, with you and with your friends. Video games provide a relatively safe environment to task AI agents to do things. For agents to do useful office or everyday admin work, they will need to become more reliable. Harley and Bess at DeepMind say they are working on techniques for making the agents more reliable. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.